Now, fighting in Ukraine's Donbass region is intensifying. The British Defence Ministry says it appears Russia has taken control of the small salt mining town of Soledar. Ukraine's military has been fending off attacks near the town for 4 days. It's near Bakhmut, where troops on both sides have suffered heavy losses. Well, for more on this, let's go to Charles Stratford, who's live for us in Kyiv. Charles, what more can you tell us about this apparent gain by Russian forces?
Well, it's very difficult, as you can imagine, to verify these kind of claims. What we do know, though, is that Soledar is of huge strategic importance as part of a wider assault by Russian forces on the town of Bakhmut. Soledar is around 20 kilometres northeast of Bakhmut, a small mining town. It used to have a population of around 10,000. We've seen video evidence of fierce battles ongoing there. Certainly the UK Defence Ministry saying they think it's likely that Russian forces have taken control of most of that town. Last night we heard from President Zelensky saying that Ukrainian forces, in his words, had one more time in Soledar, again pointing to the importance of Bakhmut to the south. We also know, though, that this town has been contested for months now. Largely, it's been hit by heavy artillery from the Russians, but we do know now that, according to military analysts and these intelligence reports, that the fighting seems to be very heavy and in the streets. Indeed, there have been witnesses quoted on some of the agencies who managed to escape the town, describing having to move back street by street as tanks moved in. Interestingly as well, there are reports that heavy contingents of the Wagner group, this private mercenary group whose leader, Evgeny Prigozhin, is very close to Vladimir Putin. Analysts are saying that the Wagner group are making up a large number of Russian forces fighting for Soledar. And again, interestingly, on the wires, there has been a statement made, picked up by social media or from social media by Prigozhin. He actually saying that the fighting there in Soledar is ongoing. As I say, the reason why this is important is because Soledar is to the northeast of Bakhmut, and we know that there has been months of fighting for control of the town of Bakhmut, a town that has been given the nickname a meat grinder. We know that Russian forces are to the east of Bakhmut. Arguably, some people are saying actually in the town in the east, and there's also heavy fighting to the southeast of Bakhmut as they try and push north. And Bakhmut is important because if Russia took full control of that town, then it would potentially give them an easier route to the two largest towns still in full Ukrainian control in the Donetsk region, the towns of Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. And interestingly, in recent days, we've seen increasing shelling of unspecified targets, artillery shelling by the Russians of the town of Kramatorsk as well. So, yeah, all indications would suggest fierce fighting for the control of the town of Soledar, all part of this plan by the Russians to take control of Bakhmut. But so far, the Ukrainians holding them back.
Many thanks, Charles. Charles Stratford, live in Kyiv.